This country's facing a crisis. This is a national government. This is not coalition politics as per normal. We're not in control of our own destiny. It's right at the edge. And we need a war cabinet in the same way as if we were at war because of the weak defences that the previous Fianna Fáil government have laid waste to this country. This is not politics as usual. This country's in a crisis. Our sovereignty as a republic is threatened in a way that nobody fully realises. Michael Collins had more room for manoeuvre as an underground minister for finance than we have at the present time because of the damage that Fianna Fáil have done to this country. So we have to actually work together to save this country. It's not an option of being in or out. We're Irish. This is our republic and we will save it.
I'm Councillor Virginia O'Dowd. I'm from North to the Tipperary North constituency. Well, I'm here today. I'm very eager to read the handout, find out what it's about. My feelings are, while I think it would be very important for the country to stabilise the country, I think we definitely should look at going into government very seriously, but I don't think we should sell our soul on this. And I think it would be very important certain issues would need to be ironed out beforehand.
Arthur Spring, North Kerry, West Limerick.
Arthur, are you happy to proceed with this deal?
We're Irish and we must do what's right by Ireland at all times, first and foremost. The easy thing to do would be go into the opposition benches and fire grenades across the floor of the Dáil. But I'm afraid that we've set out a mandate for government and that's what we're trying to achieve. And obviously we didn't get as many seats as we wanted in order to make Éamon Gilmore Taoiseach. But what we did get was a mandate to enforce as much of our manifesto as we can. And as Rory Quinn has rightly pointed out, this is a wartime cabinet. We have very little flexibility. We have the IMF and the EU telling us how the country is to be run at the moment. And people are going to have to stand up and make a decision. Is it right for the party or is it right for the country? And I think that people will make a decision on the basis of if we can achieve most of what we want to achieve, well, then we'll go into government. And if we can't, well, then Fine Gael will have to look elsewhere.
Sean O'Hagan, Carlow, Kilkenny. I was one of the speakers at the conference in the concert hall in 1992 when we went into government, and I think that the deal, from what I've seen and what I've heard and read this morning, obviously I'm just about to collect my own copy of the deal, I think is a significant advance in terms of ensuring that we protect the position of our own voters and the people. In particular, I think we have an obligation toward the people who came to us in the last week or two of the general election campaign on the basis that they wanted a balanced and fair government.
What do you say to those people within the party who will suggest that this is a compromise too far, that Labour should go into opposition?
Well, you know, I would have been in that camp 20 years ago. I think that, there are times when you're given a responsibility by the electorate. I think we've been given a responsibility now. I think were we to stand back and were there to be a hugely traumatic programme of Thatcherite right-wing cuts on working people, we would equally be blamed. People would say, we gave you 37 seats, we gave you a job to do and you refused to do it. And I think the electorate would thank us, wouldn't thank us in the least for doing that.